Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, Merry Campers. How's it going? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Coming to you from arguably, this is like the Mount Washington of California. Of course, if you don't know, Mount Washington is the windiest place on Earth, to New Hampshire. But man, you would think we were in it here in San Francisco. And, I'm just under 6 feet, about $1.65, $1.70. Literally just got knocked off my feet walking down the street. Now, granted, I'm drunk. But still! Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. I'm Jerry Burke. Cabby's joining me here. Kind of like a lull in the sports world. Okay, Dean Smith passed away. And, I'm not speaking ill of the dead on this one, but he drove me nuts when he was the head coach at North Carolina. I will explain why. It is because of him there is a shot clock now in college basketball. He won two NCAA titles, should have only have won one. Thank you, Fred Brown. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Getting ready for pitchers and catchers to report. And Cuba won something. I have to check on that. Hold on. Hold on, I just texted this earlier, and we all know how relevant this is. Hold on here, let's see what we got here. Here we go. Cuba has won the Caribbean Series for the first time since 1960, beating Mexico 3-2. The game was in Puerto Rico, and after the game, all the Cubans defected. This is according to our man Showtime in Kansas City. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius at XM Channel 92. Like I said, on a blustery, windy, rainy Sunday night here in San Francisco. Cabby joining me. I'm Jerry Burke, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America.
Spectacular unspoiled beauty, towering glaciers, and abundant wildlife are just a few of the many highlights on YMT Vacation's 12-day Grand Alaskan Tour and Cruise, including Denali National Park. Offering spring and summertime departures, your adventure begins as you travel the park's highway to Talkeetna. Visit the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters near Wasilla, enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley, and with over 6 million acres of majestic beauty, Denali National Park. Then, it's time to relax on your 7-night cruise aboard Norwegian Cruise Line Sun. Prices start at only $1,699 plus tax and includes hotel, cruise, and much more. Low-cost airfare available too. Plus, for a limited time, ask how you can save up to $1,000 per couple. For reservations and details, call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770. That's 1-888-400-5770. Or check out ymtvacations.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Still the greatest selling album with a picture of James Coburn on the cover. Yeah. 1973's Band on the Run. Final cut, boys and girls. You know, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. You know something, Cabby? I'm not one to bitch about, what could have been, what should have. My late father was born the same exact day, June 18th, 1942, as Paul McCartney and Roger Ebert. You know, nothing as my dad. He made a good living. He was a hell of a guy, but, man, just a little bit of luck, you know? Could have been McCartney or Ebert's kid.
That's the first time I've ever felt sorry for McCartney. I was like, wow, he's got all that money, girls, and...
Yeah, he's the richest man in...
Now he shares, and not so much you, but I think more Ebert.
He is the richest man in rock and roll. He's a billionaire.
Easy. What were they making, what, 18 mil a year?
Well, it wasn't that so much. He was worth roughly 700 and some million dollars when his late wife, Linda Eastman, passed away. And, of course, she is a direct descendant of the Eastman Kodak people. She was herself was worth around $300 million. He inherited that, so it made him a billionaire.
Whatever happened to cameras? I don't see any more.
Oh,
they're all in the telephones.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to win a Pulitzer with a picture taken from a camera, though. I mean, it might happen. I don't know.
I don't know. You get a lot of good instant crime scenes on these new phones, a lot of criminals are getting caught from it, which I kind of like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you know, one of these days it's going to be me. Sports Overnight
exactly.
America, iHeartRadio Live.
I got three pictures myself of you.
Sirius and XM channel.
Committing crime.
Shh, quiet. Sirius and XM channel 92. How you doing out there? I'm Jerry Burke, and as if you haven't heard on Sunday, Dean Smith, the longtime head coach at Chapel Hill at the University of North Carolina Tar Heels, passed away. Yeah, you know, he was slipping towards the end there. He died peacefully in his sleep. Evidently, he was the responsible. You're going to play the oboe through your nose again tonight?
Oh,
how can you not? Do you not hear that?
I actually snorted at you when you said that.
In any event,
that was a snort of
North Carolina drove me nuts back before there was a time play. What they would do is if it was an overtime game, if they won the tip off, they would go to a four corners and like literally, you know, go four corners and stall for 4 minutes and 55 seconds and take the last shot. Drove me insane when they used to do that.
Yeah, I didn't like his tactics, but I liked the. He was a good judge of talent.
He was a good judge of talent.
Everybody picked.
The only person that can hold Michael Jordan under 20, Dean Smith. It was the old line.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah,
one.
You know, he did win the 84. He won two NCAA titles. Should not have won in 84. Fred Brown, of course, throwing the ball to James Worthy from Georgetown. Inadvertently passing to the other team.
Oops,
that happens. Georgetown.
Do I smell a Chris Webber?
No, this was the Chris Webber thing. You know, it was funny. There was a 30 for 30 about the Fab Five. And you know what? As far as Chris Webber goes, I couldn't – you know, if you ever watched that play, and first of all, he should have been called for traveling when he got the rebound. Let's put that aside. As soon as he grabbed the ball, there were people – and they showed the camera. There were people on the Michigan bench putting up, call timeout. And as he crossed the timeline, a couple people yelled call timeout. So, you know – yeah, maybe
it's not him, right? Exactly.
You know, maybe he should have known. You know, keeping your head in the game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know,
too much happening.
You know, you're 19 years old, and you got this going on around you. I think that game was in Minneapolis or Indiana. I think it was in Minneapolis. And that was against North Carolina, as a matter of fact. And they were a much better team than that North Carolina team. They lost the year before to Duke, who was a better team. But they were much better than North Carolina. And so Chris Webber was kind of an ass. I want to go someplace where they have good soul food. Chris Webber actually went to a private school and actually came from a pretty upper middle, as opposed to
poor millionaire.
No. But when he was a kid, you know, as opposed to a couple of the other kids in the Fab Five who did not come from money, to be honest with you. You know, he actually had a decent. You know, he came from the suburbs. You know, and went to prep schools and boarding schools. So, in any event, you know, Dean Smith. I don't want to speak ill of the dead. He passed away. You know, he did. You know, he's for the. You know,
he just gave his mark. He definitely known.
He did.
College basketball. It's a.
Oh, it's a
great. It's a great sport.
It's a religion in North Carolina.
I think I like college better than pro. Just a nudge.
I like college basketball when
just
it gets
more even keel.
To March Madness, because you never know what's going to happen. Okay?
No, right. And even if you're a bad team, but you get to the Elite Eight, that's
you don't get to the Elite Eight if you're a bad team.
No. But a young underdog.
I remember the one year. You know, the 15th.
I'm a big UTEP fan. They get to the eight. I'm happy.
The fifth of minors. The 15th seeded Princeton Tigers. The year after UCLA won the title in 95, Princeton's the 15th seed, UCLA's the number 2 seed, and Princeton won with that damn pick and roll play nonstop. I love seeing things like that from time to time.
No, that's beautiful. That's the best part. You have to, and to be the winner, you got to win 6 college games in a row. Mm-hmm. And the talent and the games just get harder and harder as you move up that.
I am starting to, I mean, this whole one and done thing though. I think there should be, you know, you can't.
No, it works because you got so many teams in there. You got 64.
No, but there's, you know, teams like Kentucky. You know, these kids couldn't get into Kentucky Wesleyan if they weren't basketball players. I think if you get a kid who's one and done, you lose a scholarship.
Oh, that's pretty good. No, I also believe too that it's these guys are all trying for the pros, so they want, you know, their first round picks or whatever, and they're leaving another sophomore or freshman year.
After their freshman year, the one and done.
Yeah,
drives
that's
me insane.
BS. It is
because, you know, it's,
but in a way that also hurts Kentucky because, you know,
no, it doesn't.
They're number one.
They got a lineup. Let's get a little sanity to the show, and for do that, we do the Chicagoland area out in Indiana.
Sanity on this show.
Yeah, we talked to our man Mike. What? Mike, welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend. Mike?
Greetings, Earthling.
Mike, let me ask you something. This one-and-done thing to me is just – I mean, Dean Smith passing away, we'll get to that shortly. But I have this – I think if you get a kid that's – if you go 2 years with at least one one-and-done on your team, you lose a scholarship.
I got another one. Get the NBA to do it. Say 2 years minimum.
Yeah.
I think the NBA is moving toward that personally. I think that there's no way – you go to college 1 year and then you're ready to go up there with them grown men unless you have Kobe Bryant, Garnett-type skills.
Yeah.
Most of them don't.
No, most don't. They think they do.
I do.
I mean, they had the National College Signing Day for college football this past week. And, you know, it's funny. You see, because first off, since when does that become such a spectacle? To get up there and put on 3 or 4 different hats, almost like it's, you know, to tell the truth back in the TV show back in the 70s where everyone stood up. You know, but, you know, someone should inform these kids that most of you, if not a very, very small percentage of you, are ever going to earn. You have a better chance of being elected to a national public office, Congress, Senate, that's a gubernatorial. But
hitting the lotto.
Close to earning a dollar as a professional athlete. But don't tell these kids that.
Well, things have changed a lot now. Increasing media, AAU taking over, which means that more exposure, less dependent on the high school situation. You've had these guys who've done it. I personally would like to see them stay at least 2 years and get halfway to a degree and mature, grow up a little bit.
Well, someone is also telling it's sad. It really is. They're being used, first off. All right, and second off, these recruited people who recruit them are telling them, you're going to be a star, you're going to go into the NFL or the NBA. I'm sure, that's part of it. I understand that, but someone should sit down with these kids and explain to them that, Marcus Dupree should talk to each and every one of these kids. I truly believe that.
Well, I mean, you have plenty of guys that went to the league for a minute and never panned out.
Right, and ended up, and within 4 years, usually like the age of 25, 26, they're broke without a degree and no marketable skills.
This is true.
There's not that many open slots in the NBA to begin with. You know, it's not like a football team where you got, one or two openings a year, maybe, on most teams.
Yeah, at best, yeah.
Right, and you're not going to get any playing time anyways.
Hey, Mike, I tell you what. Well, actually, we got a couple minutes here. I want to talk about, the NBA and everything, but we got about 2 or 3 minutes here. Dean Smith passing away on Sunday, and, don't want to speak ill of the dead. He did a lot of really good things. He should not have won the 84 title that Fred Brown passed to James Worthy, but let's put that aside for a second.
That was
82. I'm sorry. That's right.
He shouldn't have won one of his.
That's right. Georgetown won 84. He shouldn't have. The thing that gets me about him, he drove me nuts with that damn four corners thing. And that's why there's a shot clock. Everyone says it was because of Princeton. No, it was because of Dean Smith. They'd go into overtime, they'd win the tip off, and then they would stall for 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Drove me insane when they did.
When you can recruit a guard like Phil Ford, you can do that.
That's true. The one guard that got by him and ended up going to Duke, I always wondered how this kid did not end up at North Carolina, was Gene Banks. Remember him?
Well, the Duke people, I think, had a few better connections in Philly.
That's true. He did.
Than Carolina did. Carolina City was New York.
And if I'm not mistaken, Dean Smith actually wrote off Cedric Maxwell. He didn't think he was going to be panning out as much of anything. Guess what?
Celtics.
But yeah, he took NC Charlotte to the finals against, I think it was Marquette, that Maurice Lucas team, back in the early mid '70s, didn't he?
Well, now what are you saying about Carolina and Charlotte?
Well, I said NC Charlotte didn't Maxwell take him to the finals 1 year and lost to Marquette?
Yeah, Charlotte, Cornbread took him to the finals.
They lost to Marquette, if I'm not mistaken, the Al McGuire team.
That's correct.
Wow, see that? That's good.
I'm more impressed he knew Cornbread.
Cornbread was an unusual talent at that time. Yeah. He was a big man who could handle the ball and who could set the offense up and then penetrate and get his shot.
I'm going to tell you real quick. We've got a minute here, and we're going to hold you over, Mike. But I'm going to tell you.
At that time, you didn't do that.
I'm going to tell you a funny Cornbread Maxwell story. He was with the Celtics when Larry Bird was, of course, drafted. And they knew Bird wasn't going to come out, so it was waiting a year for Larry Bird. And Maxwell, the first time they were, they got together on a court, Maxwell was up there saying, "Okay, I'm going to teach this kid a thing or two." Right? And Bird just took him to school, and Maxwell became a real quick, real big. Him and ML Carr became real big Larry Bird fans on day one. Maxwell was trying to show – he tried to get physical with Bird and tried to get in his face, and Bird just lit him up the first day of practice. I think Bill Fitch was the coach at the time, and Cedric Maxwell became a really big Larry Bird fan on day one. Hey, Mike, stick around. We're going to hold you over the break and take care of – come back after this, okay?
All righty.
Our man Mike from Chicagoland out there in Indiana. Well, Michael Bean, the late Michael Bean, and the call in the background. Coming to you from windy, blustery, rainy San Francisco, California, along with Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking to Dan Holtzman. A little UFC in a little bit. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Blessings on above, love of the day begin. Blessings on above, love of the day begin. This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Talk it out, man.
Well, can he hear rolling and tumbling? Knock yourself out, guys. Minutes past the hour, 31 and a half minutes before the hour, depending on if you're one of those half full or half empty types. No matter if I see a glass half full or half empty, I think, yay, more room for vodka. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. About 11 minutes or so, we're talking with Dan Holtzman, a little UFC action, one half of the Raspini brothers. Got Mike in Indiana on the line. Mike, I want to, you know, it's funny, we were talking about Larry Bird for a second. Of course, he's still second all time for consecutive free throws made, right behind Calvin Murphy of the Houston Rockets. I think he went to Niagara, was where Murphy went to school.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Excellent knowledge. Larry Bird, I love this story. Larry Bird basically may have been the greatest. He and Reggie Miller may have been the two greatest trash. And no one's another really good trash talker was Dražen Petrović. But no one can understand him because he was, you know, Yugoslavian. But in any event, Larry Bird, I love this story. Reggie Miller tells this story. Reggie Miller is a rookie with the Indiana Pacers, number two pick overall in 1985. He went to Indiana. You know, despite everyone wanted them to take Steve Alford out of Indiana, but they were smart enough. Donnie Walsh was smart enough to take Reggie Miller. But Reggie Miller is, you know, the Bird's at the free throw line. And I think, Bird was in his heyday here. This is 1985, 86. And Bird's up there. And, of course, Reggie Miller is shooting his mouth off, right? And Larry Bird stops before he shoots his first free throw. And he looks, he puts the ball on his hip and he looks at him and he says, look, I'm the best in the world at this. Now, not just here. I'm the best in the world. Shut up. Reggie Miller never said another word to Larry Bird. Chuck Person's tried too, and you saw how that worked out. But Larry Bird was here. I'm the best in the world at this. Shut up.
Reggie, what is with those Pacers?
Yeah, Reggie Miller.
Well, at that time, Larry Joe.
Oh, is he
to say that?
Yeah, he. I mean, that's, you know. I mean, guys like Orlando Woolridge said, "Now wait a minute." And Michael Cooper said he couldn't run, he couldn't jump, he was slow. But man, was he a good ball player. I mean, and it was funny, you're talking about Reggie Miller. I saw an interview with him, I'd say recently, in the last 4 or 5 months. And it, you know, generally, you know, it's generally regarded that, at least in the last 20 years or so, the best, probably the best pure shooter or best 3-point shooter, at least there has been, has been Reggie Miller, at least when money was on. But Reggie Miller point blank said, he says, Dražen Petrović, he said, was the best pure shooter he ever saw. Dražen Petrović. He could put an aspirin in a thimble from 20 feet. I mean, he was that. And if you look at what, and Dražen only played 3 or 4 years in the NBA, 1 year with Portland and a couple of years with the New Jersey Nets before he was killed in a car crash. He was a passenger in the car, actually. But I went back and I looked at some of this stuff. You know, Dražen was on that great Yugoslavian national team with Dino Raja, Kukoc, Vlade Divac. But I was watching some, honest to God, Dražen Petrović, that, I mean, he wasn't a very big guy. He was only like 6'4", maybe 6'5", at best. Boy, you want to talk about a guy who can flat out shoot a basketball? I don't think there was ever anybody better than Dražen Petrović.
Well, there's been a lot of great shooters.
Not like this guy.
That's your complete guy,
well,
or just shooters?
You never had the good fortune of watching Rick Mount play consistently.
No, I did not. No,
what about Pistol Pete?
No, Maravich
was a scorer. He wasn't so much a shooter.
But, you know, well, here, Maravich may have been one of the best passers ever, too. People tend to forget that.
Run that back.
Maravich may have been one of the best passers ever in ball handling.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I mean, Maravich was Showtime before.
Standpoint.
Yeah, Maravich was Showtime before there was Showtime.
Pistol. Right, from a total skill standpoint,
oh, he was something. Oh.
He was the best. But what I used to enjoy watching was back in the 70s, they used to have horse competitions.
Right, I remember watching him beat George Gervin.
And man, this guy used to make shots that were...
Oh, Maravich? Oh, he was
unthinkable.
do that, right?
People would be playing against him and say, where do you think of that at?
Dale Brown, the former head coach at Louisiana State, he was there. He was the head coach when Shaq was there. Dale Brown's funny. I've actually had him on this show once. Dale Brown's the type, you can ask him a question, get up, go to the bathroom, get a cup of coffee, come back, and he'd still be talking. Dale Brown's a great guy. But Dale Brown got a couple of his athletic assistants, kids that are in graduate school, and they went through technically it would be like the box score of an NBA game. It would say, you know, Maravich, you know, so-and-so from X amount of feet at the time and everything. And they went through every game in Maravich's 3 years at LSU. Now, he averaged 44.2 points a game without a shot clock and without a three-point line. Okay? Think about that.
Uh-huh.
They figured out conservatively, had there been a three-point line, he would have averaged 57.5 points a game. Conservative. And had there been a shot clock, you could have easily pushed it over 60. That's how good this guy was.
That's an average.
Yeah, well.
They had nobody else on the team.
It helps to have your father.
Well, yeah, but here's the package was this, and there's a great story behind that. You know, Maravich, you know, didn't quite have the grades to go to some schools. I mean, North Carolina wanted him. There were schools. Marquette wanted him desperately. But LSU, he went to – Preston Maravich was the head coach. I forgot where he was at the time. But he went and he said, listen, if you take – my son, I'll come as a head coach as a package, and LSU's basketball program was nothing at the time. I'll put you on the map. Keep in mind, there was no such – freshmen couldn't play at the time. They just had JV games, and they used to pack the college, the arena.
They would come watch the JV.
And then leave. But he beat Maravich for – you know, and it wasn't just – everyone thinks, well, it was because his father was the coach and he was a ball – no. It was basically – it was agreed upon by the AD, and I can't remember who it was, and basically the president of the university, because everyone was going to catch static for it, that Maravich was there to put the LSU basketball program on the map, and he did.
Oh, well, without question. I mean, unfortunately, at the time, the SEC was segregated.
Right.
So he didn't get the chance to compete against the better black players.
No, that's true. You're right. But he would have done well. Here's the mic. Got about a minute 45 left. Quick, what's on your mind? Because I got an interview coming up here.
Well, Just wanted to say it's been a really rough few week period. We lose Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
We lose Charlie Sifford. And tonight we lost Dino. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big ACC or North Carolina fan, but one of the great innovators in college basketball. But more importantly, he is the man who integrated the ACC. He went up to New York and got some guy named Charlie Scott.
That's right, he did.
And that paid off with 3 trips to the Final Four.
Right.
And I always tell people who run their mouth about Michael Jordan that he's nowhere close to the greatest Tar Heel. Yeah, he hit a shot to win him his first championship, but that was because they were busy trying to keep Worthy from getting the ball. The greatest Tar Heel, in my opinion, is Charlie Scott. When you take a team that had basically no history since the 50s,
right,
to 3 straight Final Fours, couldn't win because UCLA had some guy named Alcindor,
right.
People tend to forget
NC State was the better team back then. Hey, Mike, I got to run, man, but call me during the week, okay?
Go Lakers.
Go Celtics. 1-800-8.
Go away.
1-800-87. Clever. 1-800-878-7529.
Once in a while.
We come back. We're talking a little UFC with Dan Holtzman, kids. Along with Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. Sunday night, windy as hell, rainy San Francisco. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number here for those of you scoring at home or even if you happen to be alone. And when you talk UFC, well, you're not talking to me because I'm still a neophyte when it comes to these sort of things. But true to my form, I do bring on experts when it comes to UFC. Okay, maybe not an expert, but somebody who really knows a lot about it and much more than I do. One half, at least the better-looking half of the Raspini brothers, my man Dan Holtzman joins us here on Sports Overnight. Dan, how are you? Thanks for joining in this misery.
Hey, my pleasure, Jerry. I like the way you use the word neophyte. Very classy.
Thank you. I don't get to use it as often as I would like to, especially when my boss is around. Let's talk a little bit about UFC 183, which took place this past weekend. I guess that was January 31st in Las Vegas, Nevada. And let's talk about the headline act first, the main event, which, of course, was Anderson Silva going up against Nick Diaz. If I'm not mistaken, Diaz won a unanimous decision, if I'm not mistaken, in this one. But here's
Silva won a unanimous.
Silva won the unanimous decision. I'm sorry, but evidently there was some issues with their blood and urine both before and after the test. I guess Silva got popped for taking some form of a steroid, and of course Diaz. And I got to give a little bit of credit. If you're going to get popped for something, at least be popped for something that puts a smile on your face. He got nailed for a weed bust and a weed melabites or whatever the hell those are.
Yeah.
And I guess this is his third offense, so to speak. So I guess he's going to be in a little bit of trouble with the UFC. Now, how is this going to how does this affect – because these two are pretty big names. And how is this going to affect everything now that these guys – there's a good chance Diaz is going to get suspended, being this is his third offense. And Silva, you know, getting tagged like this both – he got nailed, I believe, on three times before the fight and now once after. How is this going to affect those guys in particular in the UFC going into the future?
Well, this is, like you said, this is Diaz's third time he's been popped for marijuana. And it's funny, you'd think that marijuana really wouldn't be a performance-enhancing drug unless he was like a competitive eater.
Yeah, it's never hurt me, let's put it that way.
But it's one of the things that they ban, so it is against the rules. They're both on suspension right now. But, of course, Anderson Silva is claiming that he's never taken steroids and is really fighting these charges. What I think is funny is that they take the test. He was popped on a pre-fight sort of random drug test, which was on January 3rd.
Right.
And the fact that they didn't really have the results till after the fight, because if they would have had to cancel the fight, they probably would have lost like a $4.5 million gate, the UFC. So imagine if they then disputed it and they were proven wrong, they could probably be sued for, you know, $4 million. So
right.
They waited until February 3rd. Or they didn't wait, but the results weren't available until February 3rd.
Right. Now, according to the UFC, Silva was tested on January 9th, 19th, and just before the fight with blood and urine. All results came up positive, and he's still saying that he didn't do anything wrong on three different – you know what? If I tried that, my ass would be in jail. But you know what? Stranger things have happened.
Well, he's had a nine-year career where they've tested many times and never tested positive before. Of course, he's coming back from that broken leg.
Right.
And he is 39 years old, so – maybe he needed a little extra pop this time that he didn't need before.
It's
a shame, though. It does taint his reputation and image quite badly if it's turned out to be true.
Now, as far as Diaz goes, if he just gets nailed for weed, truthfully, I don't see how this tarnishes his image at all. I'm sure. I mean, as far as on a competitive level, maybe there's some people that aren't crazy about, you know, some guys getting into a ring that they may have smoked a joint beforehand, but, you know, that's their hang-up. As far as if I'm looking at it, as far as a competitive thing goes, I have no problem with this.
Well, I don't either, but the rules are rules, whether they make sense
right.
or not. The people agree to fight under the rules. But I think also his fight itself, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, I was impressed that he lasted five rounds
mm-hmm.
and that Anderson Silva wasn't able to put him away. And he started with his typical Diaz antics, taunting. He even sort of laid down at one point, sort of as if he was on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wanted Silva to rush in to sort of get flustered and do the typical Silva thing, which is sort of a taunt back. So, you know, Silva's coming back from this long layoff, and Diaz hasn't fought in about 2 years.
Right.
So both of them did have a bit of ring rust, is what they call it, ring rust.
Well, overall, let's go over the fight to begin, as long as you're bringing up the fight. Sure. And like I said, there was some ring rust in it. They may put this up as a main – did it come across to you as a bit odd that this came across as a main event, despite the fact, like you said, these guys are basically both have a lot of ring rust going on right now?
Well, no. I mean, they're both huge names.
Right.
I mean, Anderson Silva is regarded as the greatest of all time, and that's probably a pretty good estimation of his abilities. the way he defended his title so many times and the way he won in the past, he definitely is a main event draw. And Nick Diaz is always an exciting fighter, even though he has gone 1-3 in his last four fights. But he always fights top guys. His last win was against BJ Penn. And then he fought, you know, George Rush St. Pierre and Carlos Condit. So he's got the, he fights top opponents and always turns an entertaining program. But, you know, when you're 1-4, haven't fought in 2 years, this might be his last main event.
That was the same. And Joe Frazier, same way. The guy went 1-4 in his last couple of fights. They were all good fights, but you went 1-4. So, and pretty much after a while, he said, you know, it's time for you to go away. Hey, let's talk about the rest of the card. I mean, you told me there was one fight on there. You said it was particularly entertaining. Which one would that have been?
Well, I like the main event from the prelims, which was Misha Tate versus Sarah McMahon. Because Misha Tate took a lot of damage in the first round. It looked like Sarah McMahon would have a pretty easy win over her.
Mm-hmm.
But she showed a lot of heart and went the distance. In the last round especially dominated. And so to come back, and she says that she broke her orbital bone, which is the bone around the eye.
I've broken it twice. It stings a bit when that happens.
So her nickname is Cupcake, and I guess that's just facetious because she's certainly no Cupcake. Tough fighter.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the results from that fight right now. I guess total strikes. McMahon was up. She had. Tate 75-44. Significant strikes. That was McMahon's favor. 34-23. There was one takedown. That was by Sarah McMahon, and there was two submission attempts, and that one was by Misha Tate. So I mean, it sounded like it was at least a competitive fight.
Well, what happened was Misha Tate clipped her pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, she sort of backed down Sarah McMahon, and then the third round, which Sarah McMahon needed to win. It was kind of pretty even going to that third round, and then she was just dominated by Misha Tate. You know what impressed me, too, was Ally Aquinta was very impressive versus Joe Lauzon, and he really sort of stepped up and shown that he's ready to face some top contenders.
Yeah, that one ended quickly, 39 seconds into the second round, I think it was.
Yeah, pretty competitive first round, and then once again, Ally Aquinta clipped Joe Lauzon and just followed up with some vicious, vicious punches. He had Joe Lauzon very wobbly. He never went down,
right.
But the ref was forced to stop it very wisely because he was just wobbling all over the ring.
Were there any fights in this one that surprised you with their outcome or at least surprised you in the result?
Well, what surprised me really was Tyron Woodley versus Kevin Gastelum. Well, first of all, Gastelum came in 10 pounds overweight,
mm-hmm.
which is insane, you know, to be 10 pounds over your limit.
Yeah, you know, two or three maybe, but 10, yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah, they said he got down to like 174, then had the flu, then had to take some IVs, but he weighed in at almost 180 pounds, so 10 pounds over the limit. What surprised me was how boring the fight was. It was really an uneventful fight. Tyron Woodley won the decision. It could have gone either way.
Yeah, there were no takedowns and no submission attempts in this fight at all.
There were lots of boos, though, a lot of boos from the audience.
Yeah, not that, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. Was this one of those instances where they say that styles make fights and these two styles just didn't jive, or was just a boring fight?
I'm not sure. I'm a big fan of Tyron Woodley. I really don't know as much about Kevin Gastelum, even though I watched The Ultimate Fighter, the one he won that season. And he certainly surprises everybody. He's usually the underdog going in and usually wins. But, you know, what was classy was that Tyron Woodley, when you come in overweight, you're forced to give up 30% of your purse
right.
to the other fighter. Not back to the organization, but to the other fighter.
Really? Oh, I like that rule.
Well, it's great because that's who's really being the most impacted.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know what? That is one of the smarter rules I've ever heard, actually, in any sport. That's actually that's a pretty good idea. I like that. Whoever came up with it is pretty smart.
But this Tyron Woodley showed a lot of class, even in his after-the-fight talk with Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
He said he didn't want to take the money. He said he understood this is a young kid coming up and how expensive the training camps are. So he refused to take the money and gave the money back to Kevin Gastelum.
Really?
Pretty classy.
Yeah.
But, didn't really make up. You know, I paid $60 for the fight.
Right.
And I think this might be the last time I really want to pay that much to watch at home. I'll probably find a sports bar. They're starting to play it in some movie theaters.
I was just going to mention that. A couple of days ago, I went to the movies. And I saw American Sniper. And the previews beforehand, this was down at the Westfield here in San Francisco, which is down by Powell Street Station, where they're showing, they do have the UFCs now in the theaters at the Westfield Mall here in San Francisco, right on Market Street. So, yeah, that might not be a bet. Now, 184, you and I are going to be in Los Angeles for, so we don't have to worry about that. And I do want to talk about 184 a little bit. We got a couple of minutes. And I'm looking at the bantamweight title fight between Rowdy Ronda Rousey and, of course, Kat Zingano. They call Alpha for reasons I won't get into. Of course, Rousey has been basically running over everybody without much of an effort. But you told me earlier, a couple of days ago, that this Zingano, I think her name is pronounced, that she's like the real deal, and this is actually going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, it's a shame we lost the main event, which would have been Chris Weidman versus Vitor Belfort.
Mm-hmm.
Weidman hurt his ribs or something in his side.
Right.
And they canceled that one. They offered Belfort another fight with Lyoto Machida.
Mm-hmm.
And Belfort turned it down.
Really?
I'm not sure why. Maybe the style, he wasn't prepared to fight a striker like Machida. They're still going to find another fight for Belfort to sort of make up for it, because he's ready to fight somebody.
Right.
Maybe somebody he thinks he can beat. But yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty competitive fight. Kat Zingano is no joke.
Nope, she's 9-0 right now. She's won 11% of her decisions. She's an inch shorter and they weigh about the same, and she's got a really nice – she's built. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. She'd kick my ass, I can guarantee you that.
Now, that should be a good fight. I just wish it was the co-main event and not the main event.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're forced to accept – you know, look, it figures we finally get to go to one with press credentials and we're going down and they cancel the main event. It figures that's our luck, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we'll see what kind of draw Rowdy Rousey has. That's always hard to say. Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, and I'm a professional, and I still can't do that. I mean, although I'm trying to figure out why they call Kat Zingano Alpha.
Well, like alpha male, alpha cat, maybe.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Dan Holzman, one half of I almost said you're half of the Alpha Brothers, Alpha the Raspini Brothers. He joins us talking a little UFC right here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Dan, we got a couple of minutes left. Anything out there you want to shamelessly pimp yourself out for or talk about?
Well, you know, the Raspini Brothers are a juggling act.
Mm-hmm.
So many of your audience has
legendary juggling act, by the way.
Which I don't think anybody really has a need for a juggling act, but if you're having a party or an event and you want a great comedy juggling act, you certainly can go to Raspini.com
mm-hmm.
and check out our act.
I always meant to ask you something. You were on The Tonight Show four times, twice with Carson, twice with Leno. The first time, you did the clubs and everything. The second time you were on there, and of course you did the routine where you had Carson standing in the middle and you and Barry, your partner, spinning the soccer ball, twirling the ring around your ankle and throwing knives past. I mean, I understand you've practiced that 2,000 times. Very little chance that something like that was going to go wrong and you were going to hurt Carson. Of course, if it did, you guys would have been front page news the next day. Carson looked like he was a little nervous. Was he truly nervous about what was going on there, or was he just kind of playing along with you?
I think he was playing along. We were invited to come back again mm-hmm. with Carson. Someone up the line vetoed it. But he was really very gracious to us afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a weird thing. Maybe he wasn't quite expecting to actually be in the middle with knives passing in front of his face and behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He never would rehearse or do any kind of pre-show meeting.
Right.
So it might have taken him surprise how close the knives actually come.
Yeah, they're whizzing by in less than 6 inches. Let me ask a real question. First time you went on, how scared were you?
You know, it's funny. I wasn't that scared because I wasn't a big Johnny Carson watcher.
Really?
No, I'm not really a late-night guy.
That's
so
true.
I'd watch if another juggling act was on, but I never really was a Johnny Carson aficionado or fan. So we were pretty loose until the very last minute. We're behind the curtain. And there's a gentleman there that pages the curtain and opens the curtain for
right.
you. And he sort of noticed that we were joking. As it got closer, we started to tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, boys, don't tighten up now, which actually helped. You're like, okay.
I know our mutual friend Michael Davis, the first time he was on, he told me he was terrified.
Yeah, so I wasn't too bad. And the good thing was it was a spring break crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we came out and got like that first laugh on our first joke,
right.
I was pretty loose about the whole thing. Looking back, since it was almost our very first TV appearance,
mm-hmm.
it would have been better to have maybe a few more under our belt because, you know, we had made a couple stupid mistakes that we probably wouldn't have made in other situations. Like one, my partner for the first time ever wore suspenders.
Right.
And if you watch the show, one of his suspenders starts to come over his arm.
Never good when you're juggling.
No, he's trying to shift it back up on his shoulder, trying to like just throw with his other hand while he tries to, yeah. So that caused one of our drops, and But it was great. It was so great to be invited back, and then also do it twice. You know, once with my partner on Leno. Then the last time I got to go on as a solo with Leno.
That had to be entertaining. By the way, I was talking to Peter Clemente from the Sunday show No Holds Barred. He wants to make you a regular contributor, so I think you're going to be on with him again this Sunday afternoon.
Hey, that'd be great. I had a really good time with him.
And, yeah, and he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, and he knows what he's talking about, at least. Hey, Dan, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it. Stay on the line for me.
Sure, man.
Dan Holzman, one half of the Raspini Brothers. He talks a little UFC because I basically have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. He and I are going to be at 184 checking out Ronda Rousey and Kat Zingano down at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Our thanks to Dan Holzman. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Great job, Dan.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
You know something, Cabby? You know, I am actually an ordained minister in the Church of the Latter-day Dude. It's a true story. I actually have the certificate and everything.
You know, when I was in Texas, I would tell people, like, hey, what's up, dude? And then they would say, I'm not a dude, for some, like it was an insult.
Yeah, well.
And I would always reply, says, boy, you are one ugly woman.
Yeah. That was a good, I like that. Yeah, okay, see, now
true
that was.
Story.
That's good.
That's how I got beat up all the time.
What'd someone say to Winston Churchill once? Yep. Lady asked her and said to him, Winston, you're drunk. He goes, yeah, and you're ugly. Tomorrow I'll be sober.
Oh, what was the one they for World War II? He goes, oh, if you had poison.
Yeah. If you were my husband, I would poison you. Yeah. If I were your husband, I'd take it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius XM Channel 92. God, I love Churchill.